This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am here today with History Bites. Remember, I promised you that I am going to bring a new series titled History Bites. And here we are. This is the first episode with a very, very special lesson on Islamic history. Today, I am going to talk about the first Islamic coin, the first fully Islamic coin in the history of Islam. Before I talk about it, I request that you subscribe to this channel for more history content and also support our work through the link in the description, Patreon link. So let's get to the business. I am wearing these white gloves because I'm going to handle something very, very special from the history of Islam, a piece of Muslim history, one of the earliest Muslim coins minted by the Muslim caliphs in the first century. That's right, a coin from the first century of Islam, when some of the companions, some of the disciples of the Prophet of Islam were alive. This coin I'm about to show you was minted when some of the disciples of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were alive. And this is the first century of Islam. Prophet Muhammad died in 632 CE, and the Islamic year was 11 Hijri. And this coin, now we can look at it, was minted in the year 78. This is the first fully Islamic coin. I hope you can see it clearly, and I will read it. This particular gold coin, it is called the dinar. This is the classic dinar from the Muslim history, right? And this was the currency used by the Muslims when it was minted in Damascus by the Caliph Abdul Malik bin Marwan. Abdul Malik bin Marwan ruled from 65 Hijri to 86 Hijri. 65 to 86, almost 21 years. And these coins were minted for a specific reason, which I will explain very quickly. Let's read the coin first. What does the coin actually have on it? I will use a pen to read. Let's read in the middle there. You can see the shade has to be right. Let's move it here. Okay. So the coin reads, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. He is one and there is no partners unto him. Then anti-clockwise in the Arabic language, in the earliest Kufic Arabic, Muhammad Rasulullah arsalahu bil huda wa deen al haq liyudhirahu ala deen kulli. So we have read the obverse. This side is called the obverse with the shahada, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. And then Muhammad Rasulullah arsalahu bil huda wa deen al haq liyudhirahu ala deen kulli. It is very difficult to read for non-experts because it is the earliest form of the Arabic language. It is from the first century of Islam. And when we turn the coin and look at the other side, which is called the reverse side of the coin, we have Surah Ikhlas, chapter 112 of the Quran inscribed on this side, and we will read, Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad. This is As-Samad. Lam Yalid, wa Lam Yulad. So you can clearly see that on this side. And now we will look at the date of the coin when it was minted. It says, Bismillah, Doreba, هَذَا الدِّينَار فِي سَنَا ثَمَان وَسَبَعِينَ. So in other words, in the name of God, this dinar was struck in the year 78. So this is one of the earliest coins in the history of Islam. And now let me explain how that is the case. When Muslims conquered territories in places like Persia and the Byzantine territory like Syria and Egypt in the 7th century, the Muslims did not change the economic conditions of these lands. They kept status quo as far as the currency and administration was concerned. So the early companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they conquered these lands in Persia and in Egypt and in Syria or greater Syria, they kept status quo. They did not change the currency. So early Muslims kept using the Byzantine gold solidus and they kept using the silver drachm
of the Persians, which became dirham, or which was actually called dirham at the time of the Prophet. In Arabic, it was called dirham, and in the Persian language or in the Greek language, it was called drahm. Okay, and this currency wasn't changed, so Muslims kept using this currency for some time because they didn't want to disturb the economic order. Muslims are very pragmatic, very practical with things, alhamdulillah, early companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they did not change conditions, economic conditions in particular. But later on, let's say 50 years later, 50 years after the conquest, it became clear that Muslims had to mint their own money because there were some practical issues raised due to using currencies from other civilizations. For example, Muslims would send papyrus, which was a form of paper, to the Byzantines as a business prospect, right? And Muslims would stamp these papyrus with Islamic formulas. The Byzantine emperor didn't like it, so he sent a threat to Abdul Malik bin Marwan, the caliph at the time, that if you don't stop inscribing or stamping papyrus with your Islamic formulas, I'm going to start minting coins with insults against Islam. So this kind of shook Abdul Malik bin Marwan and his advisors. So his advisors, they advised him to mint Islamic currency, independent Islamic currency. And there are many names given as to who the advisors were. One of the names is Khalid bin Yazid, the son of famous or infamous Yazid bin Muawiyah. And then we have Hajjaj bin Yusuf and other advisors who had advised Abdul Malik bin Marwan to mint this currency so that the Muslims can have their own currency. So this coin you looked at from the year 78 Hijri is the very second coin minted in the series. The first dinar, first fully Islamic dinar, was minted in the year 77, and it is heavily, heavily, heavily valued in terms of monetary value today. It can cost easily somewhere around 200 to 300,000 pounds, British pounds, right? You can buy a house from that one dinar minted in 77 because it is very, very rare, and Muslim collectors around the world, they are after it all the time. This coin you looked at in my hand was minted the very next year, 78 Hijri. So by that virtue, it is one of the earliest Muslim coins minted in history. And I wanted you to look at it. You looked at it. It is something fascinating. It is a gold dinar. The weight is about 4 grams. And it is one of the earliest evidences for the history of Islam from the first century or the 7th century CE. And some scholars, or no, not scholars, sorry, some missionaries, some Islamophobes claim that the Quran cannot be traced back to the first century of Islam. This coin has verses of the Quran on it, dated 78 Hijri, one of the earliest minted coins of Islam. So those people, they need to put their thoughts to rest, because we have evidence from the first century of Islam where the Quran is clearly inscribed on coins, on rocks, on papyri and other objects. So on that note, I will end. I will remind you again to subscribe to this YouTube channel for more interesting information on history, generally human history, and in particular the Muslim history, and also support our research, our efforts by clicking the link in the description, Patreon link, or you can make donations by other means. Thank you so much. I hope you like the content, and there will be more coming soon. Until then, assalamu alaikum.